morning and welcome to Tuesday morning as we start a short work week for many anyway. If you had the long weekend off, we talked about what kept people busy over the long weekend. There would have been a contingent from Saskatchewan, especially the Melfort area in Calgary over the weekend. Melfort Mustangs in the Centennial Cup. That's a big one. Gosh, second year in a row, the Mustangs have been in the final in the Centennial Cup. And the second year in a row, they're coming home with the silver. They lost a tough one to the Calgary Canucks on Sunday night. But another great season for the Melfort Mustangs. How about Trevor Blevins? He's the CJHL Coach of the Year this year, named the Coach of the Year. He's got a great program. They have had some great success the last couple of years. So maybe next year will be the year, but nothing to be sad about. Coming home with the silver medal, second best in Canada. Congrats to the Melfort Mustangs and everyone that was their fan base cheering them on through another great hockey season. Well, this week is a pretty important week in Canada to celebrate those on the front lines who sometimes deal with the unthinkable. And we're talking about Paramedic Services Week. It's the week we can thank a paramedic if you know one. Boy, they do incredible work in our communities all throughout Canada, both in urban and rural settings. This year's national theme for Paramedic Services Week is We Care for Everyone. While Saskatchewan's dealing with issues of paramedic shortages and issues in the ER, our next guest is here to highlight some of the good things that paramedics do and some of the challenges that are facing them in the province as well. I'm very happy to have Jennifer Larry joining me now. She's the operator of WestMed Paramedics and also the president of Paramedic Services Chiefs of Saskatchewan. She joins me by phone. Jennifer, thanks so much for taking our call.
Thank you for having me.
So I know this is a pretty important week. It's Paramedic Services Week. What's the importance of this? Why is it important to have this designation?
Just the work that paramedics do. Like, it's really about them, and it's a profession that you get in because I believe you really have a calling to it. It's not an easy one to enter, but it's one that once you're in it, you're really part of a family, that's for sure. And the one thing about paramedics is we're usually not thought about until we're needed. Mm-hmm. So we're called and we come and everybody's very happy and we do everything we can for you. But until you're in the situation where the paramedic is really needed and we're in your house and helping you, we're not always thought about. So it's nice to be able to give that appreciation for the job that the paramedics do.
I'll tell you, in the years that I spent with the Regina Police Service, I was always quite amazed at the work that paramedics do. It is not an easy job. And I would suggest it's not getting any easier as time ticks along. There's new challenges out there all the time, and this job is ever growing in terms of challenge.
I agree, and the scope of skills is also increasing as well. So schooling is getting a bit longer. We have some more training, which is always great, but then there's that higher level of care that can be provided and puts a little more pressure on because you're out in the field by yourself. With your partner, of course, but it's just the two of you to lean on each other and really get through that call and do as much for the patient as we can before they get to the hospital.
Jennifer Larry is my guest, president of the Paramedic Services Chiefs of Saskatchewan and owner and operator of WestMed Paramedics as well. How have you seen this change in your time working as a paramedic?
You know, this July, it'll be 20 years for me as a paramedic, and when I first started, there was still a lot of like grab and go, like kind of drive as fast as you can, get them to the hospital. And our scope increased in 2011, which was great. And it's continues to increase all across the nation, to be honest. But Saskatchewan is definitely one of the provinces that's leading in what paramedics can do on scene and do for the patient. So, I mean, when I first started, you kind of got to the patient, checked them out, had a general idea of what was happening. We could do a few things for them, but our end goal was really just like get them to the hospital quickly. And now it's really changed that we sit on scene and we go through our full scope and we do everything we can for the patient, which is great because they're getting that care a lot more quickly. Mm-hmm. And then we can continue that care until we get them to the hospital for that extra care that they need there, of course.
I've talked about this on the show before. My daughter is a paramedic in Regina, and of course, we talk all the time. I'm curious to know, there's challenges in the large urban centers, but there's also challenges in the rural areas. Are they the same, or are there some unique challenges depending on where you are in the province?
I'm going to say many are the same right now. We're definitely struggling with getting paramedics into the profession, but as well as retaining them. And the province has done lots with the new bursaries that have been given out over the last 2 years to those paramedics coming into their profession to get them through the door. But we find that the paramedic course is actually a bit of a stepping stone to many other professions because we can't offer the work-life balance that other professions have. We're 24 hours on call for 5 days in a row. It doesn't offer much relief when it's busy.
When you're thinking about filling shortages, especially in some of the rural areas, what are things that you can do to try and, I guess, counteract that, entice people, find people that want to come out? Is part of it trying to recruit people that already live in those rural areas?
Yep, and I know there's many services that will go around to high schools and do presentations. They'll go to Sask Poly, present there, kind of about their service, about their area, trying to get those people. But the homegrown ones are the ones that you can usually count on staying in the area. So, I mean, there's definitely a push to try to find those people. But like I said, it's a bit of a calling. It doesn't seem like it's a profession. You can just go to talk to people and convince them to kind of try out.
Mm-hmm. We're chatting today with Jennifer Larry, president of the Paramedic Services Chiefs of Saskatchewan, owner-operator of WestMed Paramedics as well. I know this spring, your organization, the Paramedic Services Chiefs of Saskatchewan, was disappointed with the provincial budget. Was there a certain segment of funding you were looking for? What is missing? If you could advise the government on some changes that could help, what would that be?
Unfortunately, a big part that's missing for us is an operational increase. Just with the price of everything going up in and around us, it's really hard to keep ambulances on the road because there's such a shortage. There's a wait list. Having to get those repairs done all the time. With the paramedic positions, they have funded quite a few positions for us. But now we're kind of at a standstill because the specific ones they gave funding for, we haven't been able to fill all of them because right. There is a shortage, but as well as some are in areas of the province that maybe don't have a very high call volume. So paramedics can kind of go wherever they want right now, so they're looking for the services that do have those higher call volumes and tend to go there. Mm-hmm. We did get some great news. Minister Carr was able to bring greetings to our conference we had earlier in May, but she said that we would be able to kind of look at where the extra funding that we had that was unused and maybe kind of move it around to where it could fit into mm-hmm. some of the shortages that...
Yeah, that flexibility would no doubt be good because you are the ones that can see where that would be needed. When we were talking about call volume and the call load, what's going on right now with drugs in this province? We hear it loudly out of Saskatoon and Regina, but it's not unique to that. What role do paramedics play and how are drug overdoses and those types of calls impacting the work that you do?
The rise of those kinds of calls has definitely been incredible. You know what? Paramedics are really tired of doing it. That sounds bad, but it's just a lot, and mm-hmm. it just adds on to their workday that much more, and they're serious, heavy calls. And fortunately, we do have the medication to give to reverse that overdose if we can get to the person fast enough. But it's a heavy call, and usually those patients aren't very happy to see us
right.
when they do kind of come out of it and wake up. So it's just a lot on when the paramedics are doing it and working on it. And thankfully, most are successful outcomes. But then, of course, there aren't as well. And it just mm-hmm. really increases that workload of the day.
And I think you're highlighting a couple of things, Jennifer. Number one, they're not always thankful that the paramedics were able to revive them because, of course, they can come out of that overdose state fighting and aggressive. It
yep.
speaks to also just safety. When it comes to paramedics, it's quite amazing to me, the stories that I hear, sometimes from my daughter and sometimes just talking from other paramedics, of combative patients, assaults, even just the mental health strain. Have we made strides in the industry when it comes to paramedics? Are we doing a better job of taking care of the safety concerns, both physically and mentally, of our paramedics?
I would say yes. I think that sometimes we make excuses for why the patients are acting the way that they are, and definitely there are some health conditions that patients can get violent, elderly patients that have dementia, things like that. We know that they don't mean to hurt us, but they may hit or kick, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And then the ones that are affected by drugs and alcohol can definitely get mean. I think we're doing a better job of calling our partners with RCMP and like different city police services to respond with us and help us with those patients. And the mental health support for paramedics has increased drastically over the past few years. The SHA has done a phenomenal job of kind of making a program specifically for the paramedics in our province, and they have opened that up that all services, not just SHA services, can use that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in the presentation that Minister Carr gave, she actually announced that they were giving us extra funding to continue to support that program, because it's really a couple of people that look over all the paramedics in the province, and we need more help. Definitely a big piece of retention and keeping the long-term paramedics in the profession, because they're getting that mental health support that they need.
As we celebrate Paramedic Services Week, Jennifer, what are your closing thoughts to people listening today?
Just to thank your paramedic, like, they're literally saving lives out there, and they work hard, they work long hours, and we've dealt with a lot of difficult things in the industry over the past few years, just with COVID, with very long offload delays, fatigue management, and they work hard. And it's nice to get a little appreciation for what they've done. They're definitely not looking for it, but when it does come their way, they sure appreciate it, and it really brightens their day.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Love the work that paramedics do in this province. Appreciate when we've got management teams that are out there supporting the front line, Jennifer, like you are today. So thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to you, your staff, and all the paramedics in the province over the week.
Thank you so much. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks again. Jennifer Larry, president of the Paramedic Services Chiefs of Saskatchewan, owner-operator herself. She's a paramedic, was a frontline paramedic working in the province, and then decided to buy out the company, and she runs WestMed Paramedics in the province now. So tip of the hat to everyone during Paramedic Services Week. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.